This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise BizBytes, where we're having an existential crisis here in the studio and talking about that thing where you stubbornly stay up late for no reason because you feel like you didn't get any time to yourself. That is revenge bedtime procrastination. It affects your health, your wealth, your productivity, and clearly it's making us think about a lot of things here in the studio. Mm-hmm. We're just talking about how our place is in the universe, in fact.
How big the universe is.
Here we go. Anyway, the question we're going to throw over to you guys, do you procrastinate before you go to bed? And if so, what do you do instead? Do you read a book? Do you check your phone? Do you watch Netflix or watch TV? Or do you do something else? Let us know. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Twitter, Instagram, we're at BFM Radio. Arv, do you want to give us a quick update?
So 10% for read a book, 57.5% use their phone, 29.4% watch Netflix or TV. And there's another message from Azim who says, meditation, when we go to bed, our body is tired, but our mind isn't. We need to quieten our mind. I find meditating only focusing on my breathing. Whenever a random thought appears, I'll shift my focus back to my breathing, repeating this, and within 10 minutes, you'll doze off. Mm.
Well done, you.
I have found recently, I fairly recently bought a rowing machine, right? And it's not about me flexing and saying I've got a rowing machine, but there is a rhythm that you get into when you're using it that you have to concentrate on. It's a learned process.
It's the flow.
Yeah, it is. It is. And once that's it's meditation, man.
It's a kind of
it is. Anyway, Chris.
We've got a lot of Instagram responses as well. We've got Jane PJ, always the phone. Lucy Origin says, work or watch Netflix. Morris Chang, 23, browse internet, watching YouTube videos and other leisure activities. Cal Ian, watching YouTube, Instagramming, WhatsApping. Pinecone Pursuit joins you on your Reddit craze.
Yes.
Zan Albert says, watch TV or fiddle with my handphone. JH Daughter says, Netflix. Leishuan 99 says, YouTube, online games, instant gratification, guilty pleasures. Dolores Hayes .exe says Clubhouse. Aratina Kula says scroll my phone aimlessly. Jilling Home Cooking says read my Kindle. And That Tirfan says I'll either scroll through Instagram or watch YouTube until I fall asleep. And on the poll, we've got 90% of you guys who procrastinate going to bed. One of us.
Absolutely not surprised at all by that. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's get on to the final story then about Spotify.
So final story is how Spotify has joined the work from anywhere bandwagon. So basically what they're doing is they've created this policy that they're calling work from anywhere, where its employees can choose where they want to work from. So the more than 6,500 people who work for the streaming music company across 73 countries will not have to return to an office 5 days a week once the pandemic has passed. So employees will be able to choose between two work modes. You have the office mix, which means you have to go into one of Spotify's many global properties or a co-working space 2 to 3 days a week, or the home mix, which allows people to just drop into the office as needed but not be based there, allowing them to live anywhere. So they'll be asked to commit to one plan or the other for 12 months, which ought to allow Spotify to manage the logistics of its physical offices or lease co-working spaces as needed. Those who choose the home mix will still be welcome in the office, where they might meet with colleagues in a conference space or have a coffee in a lounge. If someone needs a quiet space to work, they can claim a kind of study booth, like a little cubicle, essentially, in what Spotify is calling their quiet workplace library. Now, Travis Robinson, Global Head of Diversity, Inclusion and Belonging at Spotify, said that this strategy is tied to the company's goal of attracting talent wherever the firm can find it. Maybe someone moved to a big city to be near a Spotify office, but is also a primary caregiver and now wants to work from home. This would afford that person the opportunity to fill both roles. With this plan, people don't have to choose between their dream community and their dream job. And employees who live in major metro areas but choose to relocate will not see their salaries reduced. And people newly hired to Spotify will be paid according to big city benchmarks. This also might have been where Spotify was heading all along. Spotify's global HR team leader, Katarina Berg, said that during typically Swedish walking meetings before the pandemic, she and other executives at Spotify's headquarters in Stockholm often discussed distributed first as like the future of work and office design, but they just didn't realize that the future would kind of rush at them. So whatever plans companies have had to make things more flexible, obviously COVID-19 has just accelerated them. And Spotify are not the only company doing this. Salesforce also announced that the majority of its staff has the option to work from anywhere indefinitely, claiming that the 9-to-5 workday is dead in a company blog post. And Dropbox is turning its offices into studios, so they're just meeting venues instead of offices now. Also, of course, Facebook and Twitter have also indicated that employees will have the right to work remotely long after the pandemic ends. And as a, like, a nice bonus, the financial implications for the shift appear to favor companies, as long as people can remain productive in the long term without taking up costly square footage in a downtown building. And, you know, with all these massive companies making this change, what that might mean to big cities in terms of housing, mass transit, the ecosystem of businesses that count on office employees needing, you know, 15 ringgit salads, is unclear. The impact on office culture, innovation, and our sensitive work-life balance remains a topic of speculation as well, of course. But most CEOs appear ready to be decisive on this front.
Your thoughts?
My thoughts are that if I've always wondered why more companies haven't done this, especially because you mentioned the financial benefits. Mm-hmm. Like, if they did this, it would be just cheaper for them, like, significantly, to not own an office.
Yeah.
And making the world essentially your office and your workspace, people just logging in from home. Even if you give them incentives, like for Wi-Fi, for internet and stuff. The fact that Spotify does this, like a huge company, I'm pretty sure like a lot of them are going to follow in the next few months.
It's control, right? That's why there's been this whole thing about having you in a space. It's all about control. And now more and more companies are realizing that, you know, we're trustworthy people generally. You know, we get our work done if you pay us for doing our work. You know, and that's how it is. And for the long time, that kind of power dynamic has been on the wrong side, I think. And we're now starting to see that shift much faster than I expect a lot of management have wanted to see, of the kind of employees saying, hey, hang on a minute, you know, I work for you via a contract. I agreed to work for you if X, Y, and Z were fulfilled on your side of things, and I provide things on my side of things. Stop trying to take advantage of me, you know? And that's what's happened in recent years. And I think if companies don't start paying attention to that, we're going to start seeing a lot of them kind of falling by the wayside.
And I especially love the clarity and transparency regarding people's salaries, because that's a major issue, right? You know, people are always saying, oh, but then if you're working from home, we get paid less because you don't have to commute, so on and so forth. And Spotify is like, nope, you'll still get paid the same amount that you were being paid previously.
Yeah.
We're cool.
Because it's the same job.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Thank you very much for all of your comments, your tweets, your messages over on Instagram, your WhatsApps. Of course, we've been talking about that issue of revenge bedtime procrastination. It's that time where you get to yourself at night, where you stubbornly stay up late for no reason because you feel that you didn't have any time for yourself during the day. There is a way to stop it, and that way is by getting more sleep, ironically. Switch off your devices, your electronic devices. Leave them outside of the bedroom if you can do that. I know many of us can't do that as of just yet. Can't go cold turkey. Slowly try doing some other things. You know, we've had people messaging in telling us, you know, to meditate. And I find that very difficult, but I'm sure some of you might find it a little bit easier. Read a book, perhaps. Turn off the lights. Close the curtains. Have an early night.
Don't think about the universe.
Don't think about the universe or your place in it, for sure.
Yeah.
That's the story we went with. What else did we talk about?
Then we spoke about free business registration for all B40 entrepreneurs locally.
And then we finished up with, if you work for Spotify, you can work from anywhere.
I want to thank our guests for joining us earlier on. That was Farida Hamid. She's a conscious communication coach for business leaders. You can find her over on LinkedIn, Clubhouse, and on YouTube. But don't go anywhere, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it's a Breakfast Grill replay. The Malaysian Investment Development Authority, MIDA, joined the Breakfast Grill this morning with their CEO. It is Dato Azman Mahmood to discuss the Malaysian proposition in an increasingly competitive ASEAN region against a backdrop of a global recovery of the COVID-19 pandemic and a global technological revolution. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news here on BFM. Me, Arvin and Christine will be back tomorrow, same time, same place, here for Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.